I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rule of three.
Where people who make funny stuff
talk about something funny that they love.
Because I remember as a kid thinking that's a really good old-fashioned gag, but it's also nasty.
The actual VHS, this is clearly sufficiently important to me that this went to house moves as well.
There is that joy and that slight fear as well about who's going to say what.
Everything from Airplane to Bottom.
From When Harry Met Sally to The Muppets.
Trying is good, aiming high is good, being ridiculous and not being afraid of failure is good.
I think that joke is so fucking funny.
Again, I just think this is hysterical. It's beautiful stuff.
Rule of three from Great Big Owl.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
We're back.
We are back after our long summer recess.
What did you do down at the beach, Angie?
Well,
me had me a blast.
I had me a blast. I met a secret
girl.
Love.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I met a secret love, yes.
Cute as can be.
No, I wouldn't say that, but we had a lot in common. She was a little bit older than me.
Right.
But okay. I like that, don't I?
I know you do. You like a, yeah. What do you call it, a MILF?
Well, she's a MILF. I'd say she was probably a GILF.
Yes,
Or a good GILF.
Yeah. A good GILF.
Yeah, I'll come clean with you. She was 94.
Yes.
Right. But she didn't look it. No, she looks a little bit older than that because she had a few things wrong with her.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What sort of thing? She's got...
Well, I don't know because I couldn't really speak to her very well because she had her face entirely covered in bandages.
Oh, Christ.
So I only found out how old she was by looking through her wallet.
Yeah,
but sat together beautifully.
Oh, she was good as gold. Didn't make a sound.
She said nothing. All I had to do was to put the occasional Lambert and Butler through her bandages
mouth.
In her mouth. Like that. And I'd say, go on, have a few puffs. And she'd suck that a few times. And then I'd stub it out. And then we'd sit there beautifully watching the sea for hours and hours and hours.
Was it psoriasis or what was it?
I don't know. No one knows. But she unfortunately, as I say, she couldn't tell me what was wrong. What we would do is she had a little wheelchair and I would ask her questions and when the question was right, she'd tap the wheelchair like that. So I went through about 30 different skin conditions and I didn't get it right. So I'll never know what it was. It was actually beyond that mask, you know?
Well,
I mean, she could have been disfigured.
Yeah, you've got a heart of gold. All those ladies, very old. You all like to make a fuss of lots of lovely birds. It doesn't matter what is wrong with them. Anything, third degree burns. Wrapped in the bandage, gave her a little sandwich, shoved a fag in her gob. And then I'll tell you what, remove them, have a nice little blowjob. Now, that was...
well, if only. If only. But unfortunately, there was something wrong with her back, so she couldn't bend over.
Well, okay. Well, good for you for making the effort.
I made the most of my time at the seaside, Barry. Let me tell you that much. All right.
What about
your time at the seaside?
Yeah, you know.
Your summer recess.
I went down Bournemouth. You know I go down. But I've got one of them little holiday chalets.
I do know.
Holiday chalets there. And we do.
You've always been very proud of that chalet.
It's lovely, that chalet. Mm. I mean, when I say chalet, some of them are selling for £45,000, you know, Bournemouth way. Yeah, your beach up there. Yeah. And they're all done nice. All that paint job. Mine is a little bit more like a shed. I call it, you know.
Well, you say a little bit more like a shed.
Well, it is a shed, isn't it? It's one of those plastic ones you get at B&Q just for tools. It only houses one person.
It's a lean-to.
But of course, it's got nothing to lean against.
I know.
It's just a bit of a plastic thing, you know.
Yeah, right.
It's a plastic sheeting. It's like if you imagine
tarpaulin, isn't it?
It's a tarpaulin. It's basically, you know, if you imagine a clothes horse outside, you know, a sort of just white wires.
It's a little bit like that camp in Calais.
It's a bit like that. Anyway. The geezer comes down from Bournemouth Council.
What the fuck is this?
I said, it's a holiday beach. He said, that is a clothes horse, like something out of the Cali jungle some tarpaulin. I said, one man's tarpaulin is another man's mansion.
Yeah.
He went, well, whatever it is, we do not want it on the sands, right?
Mm.
So I'm like, I didn't know there was. Yeah. Oh, very elitist of you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't know I was supposed to have all the nice white slats and done over by Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. I didn't know that. Pardon me.
Really showing themselves up for who they really are, the council down there.
Yeah, and he said, and what's this here? I said, that's some of my thesis. I couldn't afford a toilet.
Why is it on the roof? He said.
Pardon me.
It's just to ward off predators.
Yeah. I said, we can't all have state-of-the-art B-days and all that sort of plumbing. I said, and what's this? He said, there's all peelings and shit here. There's a couple of old Kentucky fronts. I said, pardon me.
You call my compost
and all that. You know, so I said,
you look very carefully. You'll find a little tomato growing out of that.
Growing in the middle of that. Right? Yeah. And he says, well, you know, and what's this? And you know, I said, well, look, not everyone can afford a nice garden. If I choose to put that rusty the old lawnmower there. People are giving me money to put it there. All right, it's on the beach, but that'll soon get washed away in the sea.
Yeah,
it's
the sea, taken off to France.
Yeah,
but
no,
the trouble
elitist.
Is these people don't understand self-sufficiency.
Mm-mm.
They want it all laid out on a plate. You know, well, you know, since lockdown, I've gone completely self-sufficient.
Oh, I know, it's extraordinary.
Oh, yeah, it's extraordinary. I've dug a big hole in the living room.
Yeah,
and,
that's
where I go to the toilet, which I don't need to do strictly because
you've
I've got
a toilet.
I live on the first floor, so but I don't get on with them downstairs, so I'm not too bothered about my business through the floor,
right?
But I grow in all my own food, apart from things like meat. And vegetables and milk and tea bags and fags, right?
Yeah.
Apart from them things, I grow everything myself.
And your Sky TV.
And my Sky TV,
you can't recreate that.
Why am I going to recreate the football in my front room?
No, you can't.
You know?
I've
got a kettle as well.
I will say to
you, I'm very self-sufficient.
I know you are, but getting rid of your clothes and just putting that skull beer mat on the end of your cock.
No.
it's no good because that will get you into trouble. I mean, yeah, but at least cover the bottom part, your bottom.
But I'm self-sufficient, Barry.
Well, you say that.
And one thing that we don't need is clothing. And I've proved that very successfully by going outside with my skull mat stuck on the end of my knob and going to the bus stop, right?
Yes.
And they say to me, "Where's your mask?" And I say, "Down here."
You say, "Oh, look!" You say, "It's very much that the ecological problems of this country have been caused by over reliance on modern fabrics, modern trappings." I'm doing my bit by sticking a bin on the end of my car. What I will say is that bit of blue tack that you've got wedged in your chaps just to hold it on is going to dry out soon.
Well, don't worry about that. I've taken right care of that. I've got myself a Prince Albert, right?
Yes.
And the hoop now goes through my knob and through the beer mat, and that just stays on there very nicely. Except when it rains, because then it becomes very soggy. And the mat starts to lose some of its stiffness.
This is the issue. I sent a picture of your
carriage area.
Your carriage area. I sent a picture of that to Prince Charles because you know he's very into
ecological. Yeah.
And I've got the letter.
Did he reply?
Yeah, he did. This is from. Oh, it's all lovely, ornate writing.
Oh, well, you know what he's like.
From HRH, Lord Sir Prince Charles Clarence House.
Of the Palace.
Of the Palace, London, England.
Okay.
Dear Mr. St. Michael. it's not Charles, it's one of his lackeys.
He doesn't write it himself.
No, it's from Major Sir General Sir Thomas Moore. Charles Ingram. He's done the walking with his Zimmer frame. It's not him, but they pretend it's him. Dear Sir, it goes. Dear Sir Barry St. Michael. Thank you for enclosing the photo of your mate's knob. Sir Charles was delighted to see that he is eschewed all forms of modern clothing in the name of ecology.
Yeah.
However, I could not help but notice that his ball bag is completely free and unencumbered.
Well, it's longer. It's longer than the mat.
Then it says there in brackets, NB, it's probably longer. It says it's longer. Can one...
It creeps over the bottom of the mat.
That's what it says, asterisk above. It creeps over the bottom of the mat.
Yeah.
Can one... Can one suggest that it gets a beer mat from any Wetherspoons... Toweling in brackets to cover this portion of his carriage. This may avoid any coldness round the ball bag area. Brackets carriage question mark
gooch
exclamation mark in the fall.
It gives lots of options.
If I said delete as applicable. In the coming autumn, Sir Charles would be absolutely gutted, and then it's got in brackets, disappointed is more posh, it says, if he were to catch some spherical testoidal coldness.
Right.
Yours sincerely, best wishes. Come on, you arse. Major Sir General Thomas Moore. And that was a nice thing.
No, that's a nice letter. But because it's interesting that you get that letter from him.
Yeah.
All posh and that. I got a letter actually from Charles because he felt... Charles himself from the palace, right?
Good God.
Because he felt so compelled after seeing my carriage and my knob and all that, right? He felt compelled to write, right?
Yeah, beautiful.
And he doesn't write like Sir Thomas, like
the
major there.
Yeah.
Right, because Charles, like, doesn't ever write anything.
No.
He doesn't really know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to write. And he's not as posh as... He's not educated. That's the problem.
Good God.
Yeah, I know, you wouldn't think that, would you? But he's not, right?
Good God.
So he's written this thing, right? And he's trying his best. But it's all scrawled on paper like a spider's, scratchy, right?
Yeah, I know.
He goes, Angelos, it's Charles from Palace.
Not even the palace.
I know, I'm thinking,
idiot.
What's it, Crystal Palace? Because there's nothing like that.
The money they've spent on the education, ridiculous.
It's Charles from Palace, and in brackets he goes, not Crystal Palace. Right, I go, right. Yeah. But the Royal Palace. Anyway, I saw that picture of you with no clothes on and your knob and the mat on your knob. I think that's what it says
here.
I know.
It's a bit
anyway,
on the nose.
We're due a second wave. So I reckon you should stick some fucking clothes on, you prick.
I know, right?
Otherwise, it's all going to get all fucked up.
Oh.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And I don't know why he's written me that letter.
My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to. Keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I've bought that quite a lot of times, I think.
Right, okay. The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Ah, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great eps up now, and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Al.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
I don't know why he's written it to me.
It's really, really... Well, I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you who put him up to it. Yeah.
A couple of days later,
I get this from Camilla Parker
Bowling Club.
Bowling Clubs.
Right.
She is just no nonsense. It just goes, oi, cunt.
Stop
getting in touch with Charles. If you want a 1-2 spank, you're asking for it. Come round here, start giving all your ecological shit to that silly old twat, and I'm going to give you a kick in the bollocks.
Cam.
And you know, we're paying for people.
I know, but one person we're not paying for anymore is Paul Burrell.
Oh, that clown.
He's written to me, right?
Oh, what's he said, Bob?
Well, this is what gets my goat, right?
Yeah.
He reckons he's still part of the royal family.
Bollocks.
Right? He's a little bollocks, right? Mm. And he's written to me, and he's threatening me, right? He's gone...
Burrell?
Oh, yeah, Burrell, right?
Oh, Christ.
And it's all written on, you know, like Clarence House paper, right?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
He's written up the top here...
Burrell.
From Clarence House, all squiggly, like Right, you know, he's, you can
don't
tell
don't
he's
fool you for
not,
a second.
Right, it's
yeah.
not. He's written it in yeah, capital letters, it. All right? Trying oh. to palm himself off as being at Clarence House, all right?
Yeah. Crossed he it goes, out, some of it, and then
it's,
all
well,
it.
He spelt it wrong, he's crossed it out, and he's written twat. It again underneath, all right?
Yeah.
Anyway, and it's just on an A4 bit of paper, yeah. and he goes, "Dear Angelos, I see you have been mucking about and doing stuff, sending my beloved Prince Charles picture of your knob with a beer mat
yeah.
on."
Yeah.
Well,
in the name of ecology.
Right.
In
yeah.
the name,
in
of,
the name of ecology, so you say, he says.
Yeah,
right?
so you say, yeah.
I don't think it's that at all. I think it's because you just wanted to show Prince Charles your knob with a beer mat on.
Dear,
you know,
dear.
And whilst that is perfectly a reasonable thing to do, I am warning you off doing that no more because I am Prince Charles's bodyguard and I've got all his stuff still in my loft.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know why he's told me that, but
for safekeeping,
right? For safekeeping, all in his loft and that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And I've got a load of Lady Di stuff up there as well. He says, right, which I'm hanging on to, and I'm going to stick on eBay. But that's another beside the point bit.
It's another beside the point.
right?
Yeah.
And he goes, anyway, this is your final warning.
Oh,
stick it up your ass, Paul Burrell.
Oh, Christ. Well, can I just tell you, if only Diana hadn't said he was her rock.
Oh, Christ. I'm not sure that he did say that.
I'm not sure that he did say that, Diana.
I'm not sure he said that, did he, Diana?
I'm sure he said that, Diana. But anyway...
You know, love Paul Burrell, though, don't
well,
you?
Well, look, I did love him, but this is the thing with Burrell, the stuff he's got away with, right?
Ooh,
I come home one
lot.
Day, you know, it's like, any he thinks just because Diana, the much sainted Diana, said he was a rock, cock is probably what she
said.
Yeah,
that's it, right,
the,
cock.
I come back one day, and you know, she's planted some lovely begonias in the front garden.
I know.
She's absolutely, I mean, they're beautiful. I come home one day, I'd been down to get some fish and chips and that.
Right.
I come up the path, all the begonias have been fucking thrown all over the path.
Oh, right.
There is what I can only describe as human feces on the path.
Okay.
And on the door has been painted... you shit, right? I'm like, I knock on the door, Margaret opens it and she's in tears. She says, Paul Burrell has been round, right? Anyway, I find him hiding down the side by our garage. I said, get out here now.
Yeah.
And he's got a spray can in his hand. He's got mud where he's ripped up the begonias.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to phone the police. He went, can I just say, Diana did call me a rock,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, mate, I don't care about that.
Shit.
He went next door, set fire to, you know, Martin and Julie, set fire to their cat.
Oh,
Martin comes out, what the fuck are you doing? He goes, hold on before you come to bleed. I think you're fine.
Yeah.
But Lady Di said I was a rock.
Right.
Let's not forget that, you know.
No.
I mean, the geezer.
Oh, he's off, he's out of lunch. He invited me round for a party, right? Right. He says, come round to my party, he says, right, and I've got this big mansion, he says, right.
That's
and,
it.
And it's huge house, and you come round, right? And I said, well, I'm not going to miss that, you know. Anyway, he says, come and meet all my friends and all my guests and all this and all the people I know from the Hoity Toit, right?
Yeah,
I go, okay, well, I'll go round there. Anyway, I've got the address in my hand. It's just flat 6.
Station Parade.
No, Corinthian House. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. The Granville Estate, right? I'm thinking... It's a state. Oh, well, it must be a big old estate. Anyway, it's a tower block, right? in Westbourne Park, right?
Yeah.
I go there, it's a big old tower block. It's flat 6. I go, get in the lift. The lift don't work. It's all shit all over it. I'll take the stairs. So I take the stairs, right, up to the 13th floor, right, even though it's flat 6.
Yeah.
It's all fucked up. All the numbers are
fucked
up.
Yeah, I know.
I get up there and I knock on the door. He says, come in, you're the first one here, right? I'm going, oh, okay. Well, anyway, there's like mugs with Diana's face on, and there's postcards.
That's
you know,
it.
And there's even one of them masks you get at the shops with the eyes cut out, right?
Of Diana.
Yeah, and he's wearing that when he bloody opens the door, right? He's... And I think, oh, what's going on here?
It's no tribute. It's not a fitting tribute to the Queen of Hearts, is
he
it?
He lifts the mask up. He goes, it's me, it's Paul. You know, oh, I said, yeah, I know. Anyway, no one comes, right? Kel Surprise. He sits me down with a cup of tea. He says, Diana loved the way I made my tea, you know. And it was all like shitty, sloppy white muck. Right.
Yeah.
I can't imagine her liking this.
Happy
tea.
Shopper tea bags, yeah.
Really cheap tea with no milk in it and all that. Anyway, he says to me, you must come up to the loft, right, to see all the stuff I've got, right?
Yeah.
From Diana's place.
Yeah.
Right? And that makes me think, all right, I will go up there.
Yeah, of course.
We get up there. And I think he flashes a torch into the corner of this place, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going, what is this? He says, this is Diana's stuff, right? What, are you sure? He had a framed poster of, you know that picture of a tennis player scratching her ass,
right?
There, right?
Yeah.
He reckons that was Diana's, right?
Ah.
He's got an old rusty bike, a chopper, right?
Yeah.
With all flat tyres on it. And I says, what's that? He says, oh, that was Diana's bike, you know.
Bullshit.
I'm like, this is not done. Anyway, he's got IKEA boxes, just boxes of IKEA, like plastic IKEA boxes, right? And I go, he goes, look at them boxes there.
Yeah.
There's nothing in them. And I go, what is that? He says, there was Diana's IKEA boxes, right? I'm going, oh, are you sure? He says, yes, they are. Look. And he's got a bit of paper and he's written Diana. And stuck it on the boxes.
Bullshit.
Right? Yeah, exactly, bullshit. Well, In the end, I had to go, all right, Paul, thanks for showing all the stuff.
That's
you know.
Well, do you remember when he opened Diana World near Coventry?
Oh, Christ.
Up near Northampton, where she, you know, her estate, Lord Alford's estate. Come to Diana Land by her rock, you know.
Right,
his picture on all the posters up the M1. Diana Land, take the second left outside Northampton. He's big
and it's Burrell, like that.
It's Burrell with his fingers up, you know, looking sad. You know, Diana, well, get in there, as you say.
Bit of Diana-rama.
Diana-rama, that's it. You go into the car park there and there's a geezer there and he gets your car on a gravel drive and all that. He insists they all wear the Diana masks.
Get you in the mood.
Get in the mood. You come in and he goes, welcome. He thinks he's like Charlie Willy Wonka or something. Welcome to Diana-rama, come this way, let me show you to the Palace of Delights,
right?
Basically, you come round the corner, it's a field, right?
Yeah.
He's got an old fucking bath that someone's dumped, someone's fly tipped, right? It's all rusty.
And a mattress.
And he goes, what a mattress. A couple of springs coming out. I went, the fuck is this? It's been soiled. He goes, behold, everyone, a bit of hush, a bit of silence for Diana's bed and bath. I said, oh, for fuck's sake, come on, Paul. Paul, the other one. He said,
No, it is. This is a mattress she asked me to sling out.
That's it. Right. And then I go, okay, all right, well, the opening exhibit ain't much. The opening two exhibits. People are muttering all that. He goes, and enter via the gift shop. Thank you for coming. Goodbye. That's cost me 15 quid.
I've driven 500 miles to get here.
You know, yeah,
there's a lot of Japanese tourists.
Oh,
there.
They're clicking away. Snapping they don't pictures. Know, do they? You know, a couple of Union Jacks. You've got plastic ones you get, you know, when England are doing well. You know, he's got that couple of pictures he's drawn. Diana by Paul. I mean, it was shit.
Murder.
He couldn't do the nose properly. That's clearly been rubbed out a few times. Anyway, I wrote to Charles and I said, I know you weren't always seeing eye to eye with Diana, but Paul Burrell, he's taken the royal piss, and he liked that pun on
yeah,
royal.
Yeah, he would like that, yeah.
He did like that, and he was kind enough to write back, but... Yeah. You know, people taking advantage, don't they?
No, I remember you wrote that song about Paul Burrell as well, didn't you?
Well, I did, and the thing is, it didn't chart all that high.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I knew a bloke called Paul Burrell. He was causing merry hell. He opened a place called Dinorama near Northants. I spent 15 quid just on the car park. Jesus Christ, what a load of fucking pants. I went into the place. What a fucking disgrace. There was just an old mattress. And I'll tell you something else. Mm. Oh, she's a queen. What a little fucking actress.
I'm very surprised that didn't chart.
Well,
not get anywhere in the hit parade.
It was knocked off by a candle in the wind, you know. Oh, that was my one.
That was your tribute. Yeah. Well, yours was a stinging rebuke.
Of course it was.
Well, someone had to.
But, you know, I've stopped seeing him now. You should do.
I mean, I won't see him again now. He does try and get in touch all the time, saying, I've just found the rock that Diana based my name on.
That's it.
And he's just taking a photograph of a rock. And this is the rock that Diana saw that reminded me of her. And I'm just going, give it a bloody rest, mate.
Oh, well, hold on. I've just found a scrap of paper advertising a carpet sale that Diana once, you know, handed to me. Well, for a kick-off, it said 2005 on it. She was long gone then. I've just found an old McDonald's carton in the street that reminded me of the time that Diana once said the name McDonald to me. You know, it's like, come on, Paul.
He needs to move on, that boy.
He really does.
He needs to move on.
Anyway, we're all trying to just hold on. I mean, look, you know what it's like being a butler, don't you?
I was 5 minutes into my royal butler duties when I was thinking to myself, I'm not cut out for this.
No.
You know, they apparently, I mean, you have to like clean their shoes and get them dressed.
Who wants that?
You know.
Well, When Camilla Parker Bowles rolled out of bed, farted, that four-poster
bed.
Put my knickers on and you went, oh, Mum, would you... Get them on, you prick, you know, and all that. It's all okay. You have to haul her into... Why, France, wasn't it, really?
Well, she wants to wear pants.
She wanted to wear pants and all that. Get my Ticini tracksuit on, she's got.
Well, that's what they wear around the Paris. That was another eye-opener, wasn't it? What they wear around the Paris. He goes around, Charles, like Timmy Mallet. Weird glasses and pink hats and cycling shorts.
They think it's funny, don't they? They think that makes zany. Wacky, new age zany. I mean, I can't blame Harry for leaving.
No, I don't blame him. No, I think he's done the right thing getting it. It's a madhouse in there. They're all unaccountable, you know. They don't give a shit.
No, that's right. Well, that's that. Now, look, what are you going to do today, then? I mean, you've got...
Me? I've got a very busy day today. I've got to sit down and that's all.
I have been sitting down. When I come back from my holiday, the sand, it gets everywhere.
Up your gooch.
It's gone up my gooch.
You've got to clean all that out with the carcher.
I've got the carcher that I basically go on the back lawn. If Burrell hasn't wrecked it, Margaret gets a carcher, revs it up, bang, 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 right up my gooch and arsehole.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe some of the stuff that's come out from the beach. Lolly sticks has gone up there, sand lolly sticks.
Yeah,
a little Union Jack from the castle I was building.
Sticker rock.
Yeah. It's like the generation game, isn't it? A chip fork from the... It's like the generation came. But, so a bit...
All comes tumbling out.
It all comes... you know, lights go out, the sand comes tumbling down. Oh, but I'm going to do it. She's got the Karcher running now.
Oh, that's nice. It's just a clean-up after the holiday. It's all right to have the fun, but it's got to be cleaned up.
Yeah, that's it. It's nice when you come back. You know, it's always the same thing. I just want to get home, Barry. I just want to, you know, when you have your holiday, I just want to get home, get the washing on, unpack the thing, you know, put me after set and karcher your bumps with an inch of his life. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, that's a lovely, well-spent day. Well, I hope this has helped.
Well, it should have done, shouldn't it?
I thought so.
Affected by any of the themes in today's programme, Burrell, Diana, Camilla, any of those people,
Seasides,
anything like that, then do get in touch at the usual place you get in touch.
We've got www.co.com/ Burrells. Burrellsandknob.com.
Cake. Okay, we'll see you on Thursday.
Okay. Yes, we will. Come to the Tonight Show on Zoom.
If you don't know what it is, you're missing a treat. Ooh, it's on Zoom.
I'm missing out.
Look out for the address, and we need people to do talents, don't we?
We do, we need a talent show. We got a couple, but we need one or two more.
So get in touch and come. It's going to be 30 seconds of quality.
Quality shit.
It's quality. So we'll see you then. And keep safe, guys.
Oh, we love all of you.
Oh, we
love all of you. Keep safe.
All of you. Keep safe. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Hello, my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plot like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast app. Apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.